This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will begin today and will run through 17th of this month. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity and India's cultural heritage. The campaign, which began in 2022 as part of Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav celebrations, has since evolved into one of the country's largest public participation movements. In Delhi, as part of the campaign, Lok Sabha BJP MP Basuri Swaraj paid floral tributes at the memorial of Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya in Malviya Nagar, followed by Tiranga Yatra from Pilanji village to Greater Kailash. Speaking to the media, Ms. Swaraj said the BJP has launched a week-long campaign starting today, during which party office bearers and workers will visit the memorials of national heroes and martyrs. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the freedom fighters who participated in the Quit India movement. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, "They united the nation in the struggle for freedom, taking inspiration from Mahatma Gandhi's clarion call of do or die." In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Their courage will always remain an inspiration for every Indian." Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the three new criminal laws introduced by the Modi government, replacing the colonial era laws, are based on the three important pillars, that is technology, timeline and trust. He said this at the presentation ceremony of the President's Police Colour to the Puducherry Police at the Police Training School Ground in Garimendu.
Narendra Modi ji ke netrutva mein,
under the leadership of Narendra Modi, the government of India has replaced the colonial era penal code with three new Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhitas. Rather than being punishment oriented, these new legal codes are designed to deliver justice to citizens while remaining technologically capable, efficient and time bound. Ultimately, these three codes rest upon three core pillars: technology, timeline and trust.
Technology, timeline and trust, ye teen pillar par khade ki gayi.
Later today, Mr. Shah will flag off a Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra at Muruga Theatre Signal in Puducherry. The National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested another accused in connection with the seizure of a huge consignment of illegal explosives in Mallapuram, Kerala. The agency informed that the accused was arrested yesterday from Manjeri in Mallapuram district. NIA said that the accused is a main conspirator in the case. The latest arrest comes a day after the NIA arrested three more accused from Vijayapura in Karnataka on Friday, taking the total number of arrests in the case to 10. Jharkhand students protesting against alleged irregularities in JPSC and JSSC recruitment examinations will hold another round of talks with the representatives of state government in Ranchi this afternoon. The government panel held a meeting with the Chief Minister Hemant Soren and briefed him on the progress made during the first round of dialogue with the students. Government representatives said they were committed to comprehensive reforms in the examination system. The students have said that the movement will continue until concrete action is taken on their demands. In Punjab, three Kavariyas were killed and another seriously injured when a car hit them on the Sahind GT Road early this morning. They were returning to Kotkapura in Punjab's Faridkot district after carrying holy water from the Gangotri in Uttarakhand. Police have registered the case and efforts underway to trace the driver who fled the spot. In Jammu and Kashmir, annual Amarnath Yatra will remain suspended on both Pehelgam and Baltal routes from today. The decision to temporarily halt the Yatra has been taken keeping in view the condition of the tracks as well as the weather forecast issued by India Meteorological Department. In China, Shanghai's two airports cancelled more than 1,300 flights and authorities relocated over 3 lakh people in surrounding regions as the country prepares for Typhoon Dolphin. The outer bands of the storm hit northern Taiwan yesterday, including the capital Taipei, bringing rain. Some Taiwanese airlines also cancelled their flights to China. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh for the day. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till tomorrow. India's medal tally rises to 3 at the World Athletics Under-20 Championship in the United States. Basant Kumar Meghwal wins a silver today in the high jump event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.